Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Lucy, L-U-C-I, Eddie, E-D-D-Y, hyphen Fattor, F-A-T-T-O-R-E. Lucy Eddie Fattor is a 53-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two occasions. The first was on 9/11/19. Period. She fell off of a table and it pulled her down while she was grabbing with her right arm. The table also fell on top of her, weighing approximately 300 pounds. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She was on light duty for a rotator cuff tear and a cervical spine injury. The rotator cuff tear was repaired on the left surgically. She was out of work for 8 months and returned to work for 1 year. She then alleged to be injured again on 1/13/20. She believes she injured her right arm, elbow, and neck. With further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be tendonitis in the right elbow and a pinched nerve in the neck. These were treated with physical therapy, but no surgery. She is no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph, I am in receipt of a claim petition for the accident of 9/11/19. She related she was assisting a patient and injured her right arm, right hand, elbow, arm, as well as neuropsychological and psychological disorders. Treatment records show she was seen on 9/26/19 at urgent care. She reported a right arm and elbow injury about 2 weeks ago while at work. She was lifting her patient and her arm was twisted both directions, causing pain and swelling to the right elbow. History was remarkable for shoulder surgery and left index finger fusion. She also suffered from obstructive sleep apnea, possible lupus, anxiety, and irritable bowel syndrome. They ascertained she had a prior injury to the same area and had just completed therapy for that prior injury. She was evaluated and diagnosed with an elbow sprain for which she was treated and released. In the paragraph on 10/25/19, she presented to Virtua at work. She described the injury of 9/11/19. She had right medial epicondylitis for the past 4 months, treated with physical therapy. She was improving overall. She was diagnosed with medial epicondylitis, acute work-related injury with underlying condition. Physical therapy was ordered. She followed up here over the next several weeks through 12/15/19, She was then referred to an orthopedic specialist. New paragraph, Dr. Ponzio performed an orthopedic evaluation on 1/8/20. She related symptoms involving the right upper extremity and had a history of similar problems which she saw prior treatment with an orthopedic surgeon. He had recommended therapy and a corticosteroid injection. She followed through with these recommendations and reportedly was asymptomatic for a couple of weeks prior to the onset of these symptoms at work. He elicited a history that Ms. Eddy was assisting a patient with MS on and off the MRI table, which required two other employees to assist. Gertie alleged the patient grabbed her arm, resulting in her feeling a snap in the right medial elbow. She developed swelling and tenderness palpation the next morning and filed a report at work on 9/12/19. She then was seen by occupational health and participated in physical therapy with some improvement. He also reviewed treatment records and diagnosed recurrence of pre-existing right elbow medial condylitis unrelated to a work injury. He elaborated by saying Ms. Vittor did not sustain an injury as a result of the work-related incident of 9/11/19. She did have pre-existing symptoms that persisted until weeks before the alleged work incident. Relative to that incident, she had reached maximum medical improvement. He thought she did not sustain any loss of functional capacity. Comma, activities of daily living, comma, restrictions or limitations of her occupational capacity or impairment as a result of the work injury. He ultimately you can scratch that sentence. Paragraph, I actually have not been provided with documentation specifically pertaining to the alleged incident of 1/13/20. Physical exam, general appearance. She complains of difficulty opening jars and placing intravenous lines. She states the left arm and shoulder were injured in the first incident. Then the left arm got better. And then she complained of issues in the right arm. And underline that and italicize it. Extremities upper inspection revealed nodules on several of the DIP joints. The left index finger DIP joint was fused. She had old healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no atrophy or effusions. Left shoulder abduction was 140 degrees and flexion 145 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrist, and remaining finger joints was full without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and locking. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. She was tender at the right medial epicondyle and olecranon processed, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrist, elbows. Phalanx maneuver on the right elicited paresthesias in the thumb. She also had an audible click of her thumb when performing this maneuver. Tinel's maneuver. Scratch that. Tinel's maneuver elicited paresthesias in the thumb, and Phalanx maneuver elicited paresthesias in the median nerve distribution. These were intact on the left spine cervical. Active flexion and extension were 45 degrees with left rotation 65 degrees. Right rotation as well as bilateral side bending were full without discomfort. She was tender to palpation of the right paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm. However, she complained of tingling in her elbow from the lower paravertebral muscular palpation. Appeared there was no spasm or tenderness on the left. Appeared the rest of that is normal. Spine thoracic. There was taut musculature in the left interscapular area, but there was none on the right. Period. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paravertebral musculature, scapula, comma, or spinous processes. Period. Lucy Eddy alleges to have been injured at work twice. Period. The first event occurred on 9/26/19, after which she received conservative treatment. Period. She then alleged another injury on 1/13/20. Period. I am not in receipt of medical records pertaining to that event. Period. On 1/8/20, she was seen by Dr. Ponzio, who felt she did not have a work injury that necessitated further treatment. Period. New paragraph. You have advised that she filed an earlier claim relative to an incident of 11/4/16. Period. She alleged injuries to the neck, comma, shoulders, comma, arms and hands, comma, orthopedic, comma, neurologic, comma, neuropsychologic, and psychological in nature. Period. An order approving settlement was entered on 1/2/20 for 47.5% partial total. Period. You also believe she had a prior work accident on 2/24/12 and 9/8/04. Period. However, she denies those specific events. She did admit to work injuries to her left shoulder, neck, common right, I'm sorry, rotator cuff, and labrum, and a C5-6 nerve. She also was involved in a 1992 motor vehicle collision. Period. A new paragraph of the current examination was unimpressive, period. She had decreased active range of motion to the left shoulder and cervical spine, period. She did have intact strength and sensation, period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative, period. There was swelling, I'm sorry, there's nodules on several of the DIP joints of the fingers consistent with osteoarthritis. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right arm, elbow, or hand as a result of the event of 9/11/19. Period. There's also 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, common right elbow, hand, elbow, right arm, elbow, and hand for the 1/13/20 incident. Period. That is the end.